And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. 1 John 4:16. Just so no one gets confused or thinks I'm being impersonal, please note that Thomas Rhett's full name is Thomas Rhett Akins. We grew up in the South where everyone we know says his middle name as if it's a part of his first name. I'm talking me, his mom, my parents, our friends from school, everybody. We all call him Thomas Rhett. So that's the way I'll be referring to my bestie and my husband throughout the pages of this book. With love from me to you. A few years ago, just before the release of my husband's second album, before anyone outside of our country music family had heard the first note of his number one single, Die Happy Man, my life took a drastic turn. Like a lot of wives, I had happily let my own goals take a backseat to my husband's. Ever since we'd been together as a couple for the second time, which is a story in and of itself, I'd been at Thomas Rhett's side, squeezing into a single bunk on the tour bus, watching him play concerts from the side stage, holding his hand before he stepped in front of the cameras for press interviews and TV appearances. I was right there for all of it. Before Thomas Rhett and I got married, I'd gone to college and trained to be a nurse, but I wasn't practicing as a nurse. As his career took off, mine never had the opportunity to get started. We dreamed about starting a family, and we hadn't done that yet either. I'd always imagined that someday we'd live in a neighborhood where everyone's doors were unlocked and our kids could play in the streets just the way I'd grown up in my little Tennessee hometown. But since Thomas Rhett was on his way to becoming a big name in country music, my hopes for a normal suburban family life seemed increasingly out of reach. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. It filled my heart to see the love of my life come closer and closer to achieving his dreams. My husband is amazing, and I fully support him, and because I supported him and helped him reach his goals, I've been blessed to live out the rewards. The journey we were on was exciting and wonderful, but it was also forcing me to leave more than a little bit of myself behind. Letting go of the dreams I once had for a certain type of life in favor of the new kind of life that Thomas Rhett seemed to be headed for, that was hard. I was feeling lost. Just as Thomas Rhett was getting ready to release his second album, though, God led me to an opportunity to do something I'd wanted to do ever since I was a little girl. He gave me a chance to go on a mission trip to Haiti to put my medical training to use in the best way I could ever imagine, helping children. So the very week Tangled Up was released, I gave up my chance to stay in 5-star hotels and live the fancy life of a country music star's wife, and went on a mission trip to one of the most impoverished nations on earth, a mission trip that would change everything for us. Die Happy Man changed everything for us, too. The personal love song and video with me in it that was released as the album's second single led me and my husband into a shocking whirlwind of press and social media attention. Magazines and big TV shows that I'd read and watched all my life were suddenly featuring not just him, but us in their pages and on their stages. And the public's expectations of us and their imaginations about us seemed to reach new peaks. Everywhere we looked, people talked about Thomas Rhett and Lauren Akins as if we were one entity, the perfect couple, as if the video and the song were the embodiment of a fairy tale romance come true. And in a way, they were. The fact that I'd married my lifelong friend, the fact that we dated as teenagers and then gotten together again in college, the fact that our families are really close and love each other, the fact that he writes songs for me, all of it is romantic and sometimes even dreamy. But when people started posting our Instagram pictures all over social media with the hashtags relationship goals and marriage goals, I just kept thinking, does anyone have any idea how hard it's been? Does anyone understand how long it's taken us to get things right? Does anyone understand what really goes on behind the scenes of a so-called perfect marriage? Then something even bigger happened. Thomas Rhett and I became the parents of two incredible little girls.